Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
In case you missed it, folks, if you donate enough money to Democrats, you can commit any crime you want and get away with it. And the only thing that stops you is if you happen to upset somebody who's more powerful or who wants what you want and you're not in the right part of the pecking order. A la Harvey Weinstein, a la Jeffrey Epstein. You get what I'm saying? A la LoveGov Cuomo. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. It's a dangerous game Democrats play because you don't know when they're going to go, you're the sacrificial lamb. You're the scapegoat. You don't know when. It's coming. You just don't know when. And unless you're one of the power brokers that pulls the strings, you never know. And even they don't know. A George Soros could lose everything in an instant. If the number of people get together to say George is out, I think Biden's going to be out in 2020. I don't think it. Biden will not be the Democrats' candidate in 2024. I've told you that. Going back to what I was talking about, because the theme of what I'm saying for this segment is, what do leftists need as evidence to understand that they are the most crooked, vile people on the planet? What do you need as the lowest common denominator voter? I mean, how stupid can you be? Are you telling me you can't get access to information about Twittergate? Are you telling me you can't get access to information about Russiagate? You tell me you can't get access to information about Ukraine Gate and all the other lies that they've told? You can't get information about COVID Gate? All the information's out there. It's readily available on your phone. Are you limiting yourself to CNN? No. These people are getting their information from everywhere, and they may ignore it. They may not. Here's what I can tell you. If you are paying attention, if you support leftism, you can commit any crime you want and get away with it, even at the base level. And that's pretty freaking sexy. At the highest level, you can commit crimes and get away with it. At the lowest level, you know what we'll do? We'll let you out on your own recognizance, even if you've committed second-degree murder, rape, carjackings, robbery, burglary. We're going to make it so it's untenable for anybody following the rules to want to be part of what we do. And we're going to come up with the wackiest, craziest ideas, and people are going to go for it. And if you just support us, if you keep stick with us, it'll all be good until it isn't. Doesn't matter how much evidence Elon Musk produces, leftists are going to deny, deny, deny. Then they go on the attack. So much so, you know, Elon Musk fears for his life. He's already put a thing out there and said, hey, man, these guys could kill me over this. I want you to think about what this guy did, the bravery it took for him to buy this site, spend $44 billion to overpay. He knows he's overpaid. Let me tell you, though, you might want to put a nickel in Twitter, because I think Elon Musk is going to make it very difficult for them to get rid of him, but don't think they won't try. Holy mother of Scalise, we know they will. Democrats will kill you at all levels of the food chain, and they will get away with it. They do it every single day. You watch these spy thrillers? I watch enough of them to know if they want to get you, they can. But I truly want to put together a group that operates like Mossad, where you mess with us, and we're going to get you. I'm not talking about killing you. I'm talking about metaphorically. We're going to get you. There is no escape. It could be hackers. It could be the best hackers in the world, the best, you know, investigative journalists, whatever. But we need a hit team that says, you come after us and we will bring you down. We will come after you. We will, ooh, you don't want to mess with us, baby. Did I already tell you people who I am? Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. What evidence do you think the left needs to understand they are the most crooked people on the planet, the most vile people? I want to know. If you're talking to these clowns, ask them. Say, what would it take for you to go against Biden? What would it take for you to stop being a Democrat? Just let me know. Give me some idea. And let me tell you what will happen. If they give you an answer, you will be able to tell them, well, they already did that. Well, they did that. Well, they did that. Still not going to leave. I'm going to get to a story here. Warnock steered $16 million to a project that it was illegal, but they don't care. They don't care at all. We'll do this SPF guy. That's what I want to talk about, at least for the first hour of the show. I want to talk about SPF because this is a dude who donated $40 million of other people's money to Democrats in order to cover for his crimes. Money that his investors paid. They call the... Before I even get to the investors, because I want to talk a little bit about them, but this is money investors paid to provide protection for SBF in the event that the cake hit the fan. And again, I don't know why the cake hit the fan for SBF, but somebody decided, okay, we can't let him get any farther, but he is protected because that $40 million investment he made in Democrats has a lot of people going, you know, look, we can keep this kid around, we can keep him around alive, you know, who knows what we can do with him. They're looking at how they can use him now. But let's talk about SBF for just a second. I find this story intriguing because of the investors. The people who invested in FBF were called sophisticated investors. You want to know what the definition of a sophisticated investor is? Somebody who has the inside track. Somebody who is being hooked up. Not like us. We go out, we look at the fundamentals of the company, blah, blah, blah. Does it pay a dividend? You know, what's the P/E, blah, blah, blah. And you do your best and you try to eke out 8 to 10 or 15. If you can make 15%, woohoo, Lord, and look at this, right? But these people, they called them the people that were part of SBF. I'm not exaggerating. Look it up. They said, while SBF did cater to the more sophisticated investor, what they're telling you is the insider, the guy that had the inside scoop, the big money people, they were all whispering it. Hey, I got the perfect, I got a sure shot deal. So much so that athletes and entertainers said, just pay me in the coin. Pay me in your stock. I don't want money. I don't want cash because it's not worth as much as being a part of the company. We'll talk more about these sophisticates when we get back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
This is a glaring example of everything that's wrong with our government and the power elite in Washington. If you are a crook, but you got the right friends and you're on the right team, then you'll be taken care of. If you're not, if you're against that team, then even if you're not a crook, they're going to try to find a crime to pin on you. And there's such a huge contrast here that Donovan and I saw this story, this interview playing out today. On the one hand, you have Stephanopoulos treating this guy with kid gloves. You know, poor you. You only have $100,000 in your bank account right now. Never mind the $20 billion that's disappeared. How many people have been actually hurt through this? They're going out of their way to treat him kindly and with kid gloves and not actually call him out for exactly what he is. But on the other hand, you have Elon Musk. Right? They are doing all they can to vilify Elon Musk, paint him as enemy number one, say that his purchase of Twitter is a potential national security threat. Why? because he stands for free speech, and because he's saying to the Biden administration in permanent Washington, Twitter's not going to be your propaganda arm anymore. This points to everything that's wrong with Washington. The American people deserve better than this, what is essentially a wealthy banana republic that takes care of their own and goes after their political opponents at this point.
That was Tulsi Gabbard speaking on this whole, well, two things. SBF and the FTX fiasco, where people lost billions of dollars, and people are looking at this guy as if he's some sort of hero. And then she manages to talk about, meanwhile, a guy who is a hero, Elon Musk. They're vilifying him. They're saying he's a potential national security threat because you know why? He knows what we did. He knows how we stole the election. He knows how we created a propaganda machine as opposed to letting the American public know exactly what the Biden family's doing, exactly what the Democrats are doing, exactly how this crooked FBI, this DOJ, the entire DOJ, it isn't just the FBI, how they operate. He's exposing that. We got to do something. I'm going to come back to that because I do want to talk more about SBF. Freed, what's his name? Freed? Bankman Freed. I want to talk about him because she's right. The people want us to believe that the bad guy is the good guy. This is a guy. Look, he did so many things wrong from a corporate governor's perspective. He would be in prison. Had he not given that money to the Democrats? That's just the honest to God truth. Look at, we talk about Enron. How much money did people lose in Enron? I don't know, but I'll bet you this. I'll bet you it wasn't as much as what people lost in FTX. But here's what was most interesting to me about SBF. And then we're gonna jump a little bit between these two topics because they both are, they're intertwined. See, the Democrats, the people that were involved with FTX, thought they were insider trading. They thought they knew the score of the game before the game ever got played. That's what we're dealing with here. These are people that had the inside track. They were part of the Cool Kids Club. There was the cocktail talk. This guy was, he was featured all over the news as a wunderkind. And you salivated to get in, and if you could do it, you were considered a sophisticated investor. I'm not kidding you. That's what they called them. Sophisticated investors. You weren't a regular investor. You weren't one of the sodomites like us who goes out and looks at the trends and decides, hey, this is the earnings per share, and is it going to pay me a dividend, and what are the, what's the market cap, and all the other things that you look at when you're looking at buying a stock. Do I use it? Is it something functional? How long, what's the long-term longevity of the stock itself? Blah, blah, blah. You're one of the, that's what the low-level people do. And by the way, that's the way Wall Street looks at you anyway. And so while we're on the subject, just so you're clear, the stock market has very little to do with the value of a company and more to do with human nature. What do people do when something hits? If a story hits, what will be the reaction? The people who study that are the ones who make money in the stock market. For example, if there's a run on toilet paper, if they make you believe that you're going to be standing in line for toilet paper and vodka, go put your money into Smirnoff and Kleenex. It's that simple. Or Charmin, whichever you prefer in terms of the toilet paper. But go put your money there into the paper products and the liquor, because they know they can influence you by saying, oh, this is going to happen. And there are people out, people don't believe me with this, but it's true. This has been going on for decades. It's only gotten more and more sophisticated. The sophistication of the models will astound you. They can make an announcement and know exactly what is going to drive in a particular region of the country. All they got to do is tell you there'll be a shortage or there'll be more. And then we go out and we behave like electrons and protons and neurons in a circuit. I'm telling you, if you do more research, you'll see what I'm talking about. I know it's probably confusing some people when I get into this type of a mode, but I think you get it. You have a predictable behavior, and there are people who model it, and they know what you're going to do, and that's why they got us to put on masks, as an example. But let's go back to these sophisticates who knew the results of the game before the game got played. But guess who got played? These elites. But these elites who went with Bankman-Fried SBF, the wunderkind who knew all about the crypto market, they now know where they rank. They are sodomites like the rest of us. They got played, and the Democrats got paid. That's what I really want you to consider. They got played, and the Democrats got paid. And when I say the Democrats got paid, I'm telling you the $40 million that went to the Democrats that now protects SBF and is keeping him out of prison is the money that those people put in, and they're not going to get back. And while these rich elites that were part of this whole scheme are taking it in the shorts right now, I want to remind you, they have a safety net, taxpayers. They can say, I lost this much. So ultimately, we get screwed. And I just want to tell you, don't lose sight of that. Don't spike the football so much that you forget that we are all going to eat a little bit of what this guy did to make his billions of dollars or whatever he ends up with. Certainly some people got money out of this, right? Some people were smart enough to say, okay, I'm going to ride it and then I'm going to pull my money out. I don't know who we have to follow the money. Don't expect any of the leftists to do that, by the way. So SBF, the darling of the media, the darling of Wall Street, the darling of leftists, the darling of the Democrats, lures in the sophisticated investors and then at least temporarily screws them over. You gotta love it. We'll be back for more.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
USA News Update. While much of the U.S. is digging out from the holiday winter storm, that's not the case in western New York, where it's still snowing.
It is way too early. It is still a dangerous situation to be out.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul on the situation around Buffalo. 25 people are confirmed dead in Erie County. Nationwide, the death toll is top 50. And it's a mess at airports around the USA. At this hour, FlightAware counts more than 2,500 cancellations, 4,500 delays. Package deliveries are impacted. UPS reports service outages in parts of four states, meaning no deliveries or pickup. UPS hubs in Memphis and Indianapolis also report substantial disruptions. The White House is blasting Texas Governor Greg Abbott over the busloads of migrants that showed up on Christmas Eve outside the vice president's residence. A spokesperson calls the move a cruel, dangerous, and shameful stunt. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
On behalf of everybody here and on behalf of the public, I want to thank you for engaging in it at a time, in truth, when I know you've been advised not to. So thank you so very, very much. Thank you. Sam Bankman-Fried, everybody.
That was a New York Times audience applauding Sam Bankman-Fried. A criminal. Applauding a criminal. And by the way, the PR team that's been hired to get make this guy look better? What? Who do you think's paying for that? You think it's Sam Bankman-Fried? Or do you think it's some Democrat operative that says, you know what, I got money, we got to protect you, we got to make sure everything looks good, we got to look at the optics of what you've done here, Sam, and make sure you're good to go? Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. We now, the left, applaud criminals and we vilify people who whistleblow, who tell us exactly what's going on and how the Republic is being attacked, people like Elon Musk, but we canonize Sam Bankman-Fried, a guy who commingled funds, moved things from one thing to the next in an elaborate, not so elaborate, shell game. Faked billions in worth, built people, sophisticates, out of their money, and a lot of ordinary people, too, who maybe thought they were getting in on the game and they were going to change their lives forever. And he's applauded at the New York Times when they do this. I mean, it's incredible to me that this actually happened. But it did. But let's look at what led up to this, I should say, because Sam Bankman-Fried, when Elon Musk was buying Twitter, so one of my friends reminded me of this. He said, even Elon Musk's little fraud flags went up when Sam Bankman-Fried said, hey, we'd like to put some money in with you. We could throw in $1 billion. And Elon Musk, to his credit, and I talked about him the other day, I told you this guy's a visionary. This is where the Democrats may have really screwed up, because Elon Musk is no Trump. Trump thinks very linearly, and, you know, he wants to get results, and he did it, and good for him. But Elon Musk is very different. He thinks so differently. And he noticed. He went, I'm not getting in bed with SBF. His fraud meter went through. It pegged. But it didn't with these sophisticated investors. No. These guys were like, oh, no. He's legit. With a look, one of the things that you should be suspect of is any digital currency. We're, I'm suspect of the American currency. It's backed by nothing except us, the people. I don't think the Democrats have played the end game to this, because when we conservatives decide, you know what, your money, this is not worth it. The world you're building and the way you're bilking us and stealing from us is not worth it. And maybe we institute some sort of a barter with each other, or maybe we institute some sort of a way to do business amongst ourselves that doesn't involve federal money. What happens then? The United States collapses, because the only thing that props up the government, that props up our money, is the sweat equity you're willing to get up and put in every day into America. That's it. No gold standard. And if the government gets into digital currency, what do you think that's going to be worth? Would you want to be involved with it? Because I wouldn't. Here's a mashup of the media adulation for this fraud. And let me tell you, there are certain things that we hold near and dear. I'll give you an example. When you hear Navy SEAL, you think, whoa, great person. Most of them are. I know some scumbag Navy SEALs too. You hear MIT, Harvard. You think, woohoo, they must be bright, right? Well, who have we looked at for MIT? Sam Brinson, the non-binary dude that worked for the Biden administration on nuclear waste policy, who stole a Vera Bradley bag off of a thing. I mean, he might be bright, or she or they, whatever he, she, they calls themselves. He might be bright at MIT, but he ain't got a lick of common sense. Look at this guy, SBF, MIT guy. Woohoo! Supposed to be the brightest guy on the planet, right? Snowed sophisticated investors into putting millions and millions of their time, dollars of their time and energy into nothing, into vapor. Look at Barack Obama, Mr. Harvard himself. What did that turn out? How'd that turn out? Let me tell you something, folks. We put a lot of energy and faith, if you will, into these things that bear nothing. There are people that go to community college that I would rather trust running our government than this brain dead moron who we got in there. Look at the new governor of Arizona, Katie Hobbs, afraid to debate, talks like she's a third grader. And then what she do? The first thing she does, threaten to jail people because they want to get the real results of this election. That's what these people are about, you know, money and power. Anyway, let's listen to this. This is the media mashup. All the people adorning SBF. I wish you could see the video, because he's this big, you know, kid with this curly afro. I don't know what nationality he is. I guess he may be Jewish. We call him a Jewfro. But you should see him as he's just smiling there, as they're just, oh my God, he's so amazing. Yeah. Anyway, here's a clip.
Sam Bankman-Fried is really becoming the industry's lifeline during a crisis lately. I'm fascinated, endlessly fascinated with Sam Bankman-Fried's role in all of this.
You've been now described as the J.P. Morgan, if you will, of the crypto business.
A lot of people called you the savior of crypto, the patron saint of crypto, the Michael Jordan of crypto, if you will.
Sam Bankman-Fried.
Sam Bankman-Fried, the J.P. Morgan of
Fried. SBF. JPM.
Do you know SBF? I think it's cool that the guy has just initials, SBF.
I'm on Twitter calling him the hero right now of the industry. There's comparisons to Warren Buffett back in the financial crisis. Or if you go way back, J.P. Morgan in the panic of 1907, bailing out the banks before the Fed was even created.
Sam Bankman-Fried is trying to play the role of J.P. Morgan, the original J.P. Morgan.
One key figure we've talked about has emerged to help stabilize the ecosystem. That is Sam Bankman-Fried.
We talk about him a lot.
Yeah.
Sam Bankman-Fried.
Free. Is he the Jay Gould of our era, or is he the J.P. Morgan of our era?
I think it's yet to be determined. Yet to be determined.
Is he Vanderbilt?
He could be.
Is he Harriman?
Possibly.
Is he the credit mobiliar scandal?
Is he Carnegie?
The aforementioned 29-year-old gazillionaire, FTX founder and CEO Sam Bankman-Fried. I love you, Sam. I'm just jealous. nothing against you.
The CEO, though, lives a relatively understated life for a billionaire. He drives a Toyota Corolla to FTX's offices in the Bahamas. He lives with 10 roommates and a golden doodle named Gopher. Sometimes sleeps under his desk on a beanbag chair as well.
You aim toward a more sophisticated level of investor than some of the other platforms do. Fair point?
Well, Sam, thanks so much. It's such a fascinating conversation. That's Sam Bankman-Fried of FTX.
Sam, don't be a stranger. We love you here on CNBC. All right. Come around. Talk to us more often about your thoughts. A lot of other things to talk about.
We love checking in with you too, Sam. Such a good spokesperson for the industry, and we look forward to seeing what you guys are up to in the coming months.
Holy cow, man. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson to you. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Where do you start? Wow. Man, the adulation for this guy, and you can just see it, the swooning. Savior of crypto, he was called the Michael Jordan of crypto. Hero of the industry. Who was he compared to? Warren Buffett? J.P. Morgan? Vanderbilt? Carnegie? These are titans that built the railway. They built the fossil fuel industry. They built the banking systems, etc. And this dude who has who's got vapor, he's got nothing. He's not produced a thing, and these people are just all over him. Hero of the industry, savior of crypto. One guy said, I love you, Sam. And then we get the, you know, we got to get introspective about his life, you know. For a billionaire, he drives a Toyota. He lives with 12 people. By the way, that they say that was more of a, like a sex concubine or something. I don't know. But whatever. Then they say he sleeps under his desk. And in the video of this, with this mashup, there's a picture of him with this sleeping on bean bags with something over his crotch and something over his eyes. I forget what. While everybody around him is working. And then I love how they, well, you should come by more often. I mean, you know, man, you know, you're a great spokesperson. He's a thief. And the media, I could give you Avenatti, I could give you, what's his face, that was married to Hillary Clinton, Anthony Weiner. They do the same thing for all these guys. They just, oh, they're so wonderful. No, they're not.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
On Kevino Jacksones.
That. They're saying they didn't approve of it here. They're saying you approved of it.
If you rewind to, you know, the beginning of FTX, where, you know, some customers were, you know, I think in line with sort of existing relationships that they've had, at least in some cases, wiring money straight to Alameda Research in order to trade on FTX.
So you do know, and you did know, that FTX deposits were being funneled to Alameda.
So I was vaguely aware that that was how some wires were being sent in the first place.
Didn't that set off alarm bells in your head?
So there are a lot of people who are involved in that process. And look, I really deeply wish that I had taken, like, a lot more responsibility for understanding what the details were of what was going on there. I knew that legal was involved. I knew that other groups at the company were involved, that, you know, there were agreements drafted up.
But you're ultimately responsible.
And ultimately, absolutely. Like, I should have been on top of this, and I feel really, really bad and regretful that I wasn't. And a lot of people got hurt, and that's on me.
Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. That was George Stephanopoulos interviewing Sam Bankman-Fried. And he says, so you do know, and you did know, that FTX deposits were being funneled to Alameda, meaning they were commingling funds. I did know. Didn't that set off alarm bells? Well, I wish I'd taken more responsibility. Look, let me tell you something. Business 101, you know you can't do that. But this guy's a sophisticate. He's an MIT wunderkind. And the people who invested with him, well, they did their due diligence. They certainly checked the corporate books and looked at his 10-Ks and 10-Qs and said, "Ooh, what a great thing is going on here." Or did they just overlook it because everybody said, wink, wink, nod, nod, it's all good here. We're going to make millions and millions and billions because we're going to use this money to ship weapons to Ukraine. We've all been paid off. We all got our cut. We're good to go. But they want us, of course, all the Democrats want us to believe in the system. Believe in the system. The sophisticates. Here's what Maria Bartiromo had to say on Fox News about SPF. I don't know who she's interviewing, but you'll see. Or you'll hear.
But if it's good old-fashioned fraud, why is he doing the rounds this morning? He was on GMA. He was at the New York Times Summit. Why isn't he in handcuffs? Is it because he donated $40 million to Democrats?
Well, I hope that's not it, but it does have the appearance of a kid glove treatment for someone who had mesmerized the public. And isn't that typical of a really, really effective fraudster to dupe even fairly sophisticated investors? But if you look behind the curtain of FTX, they didn't have corporate boards. They didn't have good accounting procedures. They were approving expenditures with emojis. They were living in the Bahamas in a compound where a lot of inappropriate behavior was going on among the workers, and absolutely no solid financial controls for a company that was dealing in billions of dollars with sophisticated investors. And so a lot of people were duped. These people are very effective shysters, and apparently very effective shysters will be among us for many years to come. Well, this is one of them.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. I know a few more. You want some shysters? Let's begin with the Biden family. Then let's move on to the Obama family. And then let's move on to the Clinton family. And then let's move on to the Kerry family. Let me tell you, you don't have to go a long way. You don't have to be anything too sophisticated to understand that these people are ripping us off. This never should have happened. Martina Martiromo had to say was this is a good old-fashioned fraud. So why is he doing the rounds? Would you be doing the rounds? If this happened to you and you hadn't made a big fat $40 million donation to the Democrats, do you think you'd be doing the rounds or do you think you'd be in prison? The only thing Bernie Madoff apparently didn't do was he didn't pay off enough Democrats. The other lady that comes on, I don't know her name, but she says these are typical fraudsters. They are typical. They're not typical in one way because everybody doesn't have the coin to protect themselves. But guys like Sam Bankman-Fried, who understand how politics work, who has no corporate board. Can you look, I've got little companies, but we have a board. We have accounting procedures. I mean, this is insane. No solid financial controls, a woman said. And guess what? They're dealing in billions of dollars. Do you understand the governance that you have to have in place when you have that much money flowing through the system? You have to be squeaky clean. I'm talking about as a conservative. You have to make sure that every policy that you implement it from, here's our expense policy that you don't violate. Here's our perk policy that applies to everybody in the company, etc. You have to have your board meeting and your minutes, and you have to have those minutes filed and ready to go. It is not an easy thing. Anyway. As he said, no, us funneling money to Alameda, it didn't set off any alarms. Even though I knew that one company can't be fueling another one. And, oh, you know, I think he suspected that FTX wasn't all it was cracked up to be. So I'll do this. I'll take the money that's coming in. I'll funnel it to Alameda, and I'll draw a line of demarcation is what we call it, where you, it'll cut here and end up over there. And when I file for bankruptcy with FTX, well, nobody will be the wiser. And this is a wunderkind, folks. This is an MIT graduate. Remember, MIT! Look. I know people who went to MIT, bright folks, great at engineering, great at physics, things like that. Maybe not always the best business people. So I applaud the guy for getting accepted to MIT, I'm guessing he graduated from there, and working on whatever model that he did to maybe start this company. And maybe it was a good idea and an exception. I'm not telling you digital currency is a bad thing per se. Once you get an understanding of an ecosystem that gets built around it, and you say, I'll give you an example. If all the car dealers say, we will accept a digital currency based on your car. So they give your car a value, and they give you, let's call it dealer coin. And you go in and your car's worth $5,000, and the guy goes, okay, or one dealer coin. So you go in and the guy goes, I'll give you one dealer coin or 1.1 dealer coin. You go, great. I know that's worth $5,500. And you can translate that into dollars for yourself. And when you take your dealer coin or your car into any dealer in the country, they will honor it. You can start your own currency. And the only thing you have to know is how big is the ecosystem? How many cars do they have? How many people are participating? That's what sets the value. So if they've got 5,000 cars worth $20,000 each, you know the value of the ecosystem, and you know what your car is inside of that value. Now, it can move and ebb and flow as cars go in and out of the marketplace, and you can grow it. You can say, hey, we just got a new shipment of cars. Our ecosystem's now this. The value of your coin just changed to be more or less or whatever. That's the ebb and flow of the ecosystem, no different than our currency. So I'm not poo-pooing on digital currency because, let's face it, our government is making our money worthless. At some point, let me tell you who's going to be the people that you want to hang around. The people that know how to fix an internal combustion engine. The people who know how to generate electricity, create fuel from fat from foods, you know, from the oil in foods or corn or whatever. You're going to want to be around those people. People with land who can fish and who know how to grow a garden. That's what you're going to want to be around. Because it doesn't, this guy, Sam Bankman-Fried, take him out into the wilderness and see how long you survive. You'll be just as duped as if you had FTX stock right now. These are supposed to be sophisticated investors, folks, who didn't even know that this guy had no corporate board, he had no accounting procedures, he was funneling money from one company to another. And we're just supposed to, what, overlook it? Because he's supposedly some bright kid from MIT? Or maybe he went to Harvard? This is another scam that you couldn't get away with, but the person willing to pay Democrats $40 million can.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.